Welcome to Bunnies First 11 podcast. I'm joined here by Graham Onions as usual, and we're looking back on some of the most memorable games of his career. Now this one you've chosen, Graham, is a bit of an odd one in the sense that this was a game Durham lost by an innings of 26 runs against Leicestershire in 2004, but you've picked it because it kind of puts everything into a bit of perspective, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you obviously have your benefit year, and you've played international cricket, and you've had you know, days on the field which you've been immensely proud of. But I mean, the reason why I've chose this, not necessarily because of the good work that I've done in the game, and obviously we got beat by Leicester, it's just this game really put into perspective how hard this game can be at times, and what it means to me looking back with almost tears in my eyes, kind of thing. And excuse the pun with the surname Onions, but this game for me was a little bit of a turning point in my mental side, I suppose. And I was hit all around the park by a certain Australian called Brad Hodge.
Yeah, I mean, Leicestershire nowadays are a struggling side in Division 2, to be honest, but if you look at this lineup, they had some pretty formidable players then. You've got Darren Maddy opening the batting, obviously you've mentioned Brad Hodge, Paul Nixon keeping wicket, Otis Gibson, who obviously you enjoyed some great times with at Durham later on, it was, I guess, in your fourth county championship game, a bit of a stark reminder as to what county cricket is like.
It was 100%. I mean, I remember, you know, the week before, I don't think things went particularly well, and of course backing it up the week after against quite a strong Leicester side at the time. You know, they were doing some great things in 2020 cricket, and they, as you said, they had some fantastic players. But I think for me, still learning my trade, and you know, quite frankly, you know, not good enough, really, I mean, at that stage. But I mean, obviously, you know, Jeff Cook and Martin Moxon and these guys through my career were guys that gave me like a huge amount of faith, really. But I think, you know, I remember going back to that game, is, you know, John Lewis won the toss, it was overcast, and it was actually quite a, I look back at it now and think it was probably an absolute perfect wicket to bowl on. You know, it was a little bit green, it was a little bit damp, been raining a couple of days before, and you know, of course, John Lewis, you know, wiped his hand, rubbed his hands, and said, "Yeah, we're definitely going to have a bowl today." And I think it might have been my third or fourth ball that went out the park. I think it's Darren Robinson that is renowned for bowling, for anyone that bowls short, to hit the ball out of the park off the short ball. So I quite gladly pitched one short and it went out of the ground, and didn't think anything of it. But you know, towards the end of that day, I'd went for many, many runs, and of course, as a bowler, you have to front up, and you have to you have to do it. That's what you're in the side for. You have to learn, you have to be part of the side. But of course, on a day where Brad Hodge hit the ball to all parts, I did generally have tears in my eyes, and I was thinking, you know, this is hard work. And during the good times in my career, so over the last few years, I always look back at this game and think, well, this was a stark reminder of how hard county cricket can be.
Yeah, I mean, that particular period in the mid-noughties was a very strong time for county cricket, with all the I know they're much derided, but the Colpack players that were brought in, and the international players like Brad Hodge, who won six caps for Australia, with all those playing, you were genuinely tested as a young bowler, weren't you?
Yeah, we were massively, and I mean, Durham were you know, I think they were a decent side. I mean, you look at our side, and our side was full with potential, and you know, we had a side that in the future was going to be good. John Lewis was probably tearing his hair out a little bit because what little hair he had. Because of course, you know, John was probably, he was captain, but he was potentially coming towards the end of his career, and I was a young lad, had no real control. Of course, we had Liam Plunkett who had a lot of potential, could bowl quick, but didn't have a great deal of control. And as a captain, two of your main seamers, if they can't hold an end up and can't go for less than, you know, four and over, maybe even five and over at times, it can be hard work. And of course, we had a guy called Andy Blignor, who came from Zimbabwe, that had a bit of a habit of bowling quick, but bowling a lot of no balls. So of course, John Lewis then was it was down to one real seamer there, and Neil Killeen that could, you know, keep that run rate down. But I mean, from my point of view, it was a real steep learning curve, a curve that I remember obviously very well now, walking down towards the changing rooms, and almost John Lewis was coming up to me and saying, "We need you to bowl," and I was almost scared to let go of the ball. And I think the reason why I've chose this game is, no matter what you know, age group you play or what level you play, whether or not it's international or and you're playing against the best players in the world, or you're playing club cricket, or you're an under 13 cricketer, and there will be times where you maybe don't know where to bowl that ball, or you don't know as a batter which shots to play, and you totally go in your shell. And I think from my point of view, I walked away from that game probably, you know, hating the game a little bit, but also thinking, well, I actually quite enjoy the challenge. And when things get tough now, I always look back then and think, well, actually, you know, I've done that before and I can do it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously important to have those experiences, isn't it? It's no good, for example, going into the test arena when everything's gone right in your career, because when something goes wrong, you need that experience of how to deal with it, don't you?
Mm, you do, 100%, yeah. And you look at some young lads who have came onto, say, international cricket, the likes of Alistair Cook and Joe Root. They haven't played a great deal of cricket, but they are million-dollar players, really. They're, you know, fantastic players that have just got strong, you know, the mental side of the game sorted already at such a young age. And I didn't have that. You know, I was given an opportunity which I can't thank Durham enough, but I just wasn't ready, and I didn't have the mental game. You know, I massively doubted me own ability. I found it hard to get the ball in my hand and try and get wickets, but the bottom line is, you know, you have to do it. You know, you very much have to try and back yourself and believe in yourself and put in the hard yards. And I mean, actually, I look back at my figures and I picked up 3 wickets, which was the most in the side, and went for, of course, lots of runs. But you know, once we got Brad Hodge out, we kind of ran through them a little bit. We had a few. Well, not quite ran through them, but we had a little bit of success, but of course the damage was already done.
Yeah, I mean, when Hodge got out, they had 510 runs on the board, but I'd say from the sixth man out, they ended up declaring 634 for 9, so that kind of backs up your points. So I guess at some counties, if you'd had a start like that, they'd probably go out and sign a Colpack player or a senior player from elsewhere, but the important thing was Durham had faith in you to stick with you.
Yeah, and that's why I think Durham, what Durham's all about, and I still think that to this day now they're still trying to give opportunities. And I think, yeah, we've got John Hastings in overseas, but you know, we could probably quite easily sign, you know, more Colpack players really, but we, you know, you stick to our squad and our strength and depth of I say local lads, and they are, and they're very proud of playing for their county that they're from and that they love. And you know, you've got to be a little bit careful, because obviously, if looking at that scorecard, we had Dale Benkenstein, you know, who came a little while after, and he was a fantastic performer. So, of course, there's a very fine line between, you know, the Colpack player or the local lad who's probably not quite ready to play. But I mean, at that stage we had young lads coming through that probably weren't quite ready, but you know, we kind of got that reward, you know, in a few years down the line. Where and it's the reason why I picked this game, is because when I started to play first class cricket a lot more and international cricket, I look back at this game and think, well, you know, I've learned a lot of the hard yards from this game, and I suppose the laws of county cricket.
Yeah, I mean, how long did it take you before you felt things started to click as a professional cricketer?
I think it was still a while after this game, if I'm being honest. I mean, I did some work with Kevin Shine, who in effect transformed me as a cricketer, and he doesn't like to take credit for it, because it was a lot of my hard work and determination, and of course it was. I mean, ultimately I have to learn, I have to want to learn, but I got a massive helping hand along the way to improve and to want to get better. It probably came, you know, around about the 2007, 2008 kind of stage of my career, where I just started to figure out, well, actually, I can't bowl those two lengths. yes, I might have had decent pace, but against players like Brad Hodge, if I pitched the ball up, he could defend it, but he was just waiting for that bad ball. And I bowled that sometimes two or three times and over. Going forward a few years to 2008, as I just learned to bowl better balls more often, simple as that. I'd maybe bowl one and over. And of course, in 2009, when I was playing international cricketers, I would bowl, one a spell, and that's how you become a better cricketer. From having an average of the first 4 or 5 years of an average of 34 and economy rate of going at probably 5 and over, to the last few years of averaging low 20s is something which I'm proud of.
Yeah, I say if we look at this game, 634 for 9 declared by Leicester. They bowled Durham out for 219, and then made Durham follow on. Bowled them out, still 26 runs short, and you finished that season bottom of the table. I mean, when you look at how your county career started and how Durham were doing at that time, you must be amazed at the progress that they've made since.
Yeah, and they were the dark days. We had a lot of days off, really, not because of the rain, just because they were 3 day finishes, really. So, Durham were obviously a very young county, a young side. Probably weren't quite sure on the direction of maybe where they wanted to go. Did they want to sign like a big money overseas signing? Maybe the money wasn't quite there. But they gave an opportunity, and they weren't necessarily looking at John Lewis and the senior players in that side to say, well, right, we're gonna get promoted and we're gonna start climbing the table. I think they basically sat back and said, this is going to be, we've got to look at the big picture, and of course international cricket, and the most important thing is making Durham a good team, a good first class side that are going to challenge. For us, winning one game in the season was a pretty good achievement, really. And that's not easy as a young lad coming through. And of course, you get upset on the pitch and you're not doing well. But of course, the team's losing. You feel as though you're not doing your job very well, and that's hard to take. And obviously, the transformation over the last since I've been involved in my benefit, 14 years later, is credit to the players. But also, it has to be credit to the club for the way that they've stuck by a lot of young lads that, at the time, they probably could have quite easily, as you said, got a call-back player or even released players.
Mm, yeah, because it's worth pointing out that the following season, 2005, when Mike Hussey came in as captain, Dale Benkenstein, Callum Thorpe joined, you won promotion in both forms of the game, and the club's not been out of the first division of the county championship since, which is something no other county can say.
Yeah, and I think that in itself, you say that, and it's like, well, that's quite good. That's a great achievement. But actually, as a player, maybe you'll finish your career and be immensely proud of that. But actually, that is something that the club and players, local lads, should be immensely proud of. It's as you said, to make that break. And maybe they did say, right, okay, we're going to make that big money sign now, we're going to get that real good, consistent performer that we needed. When you've got young lads and who are, I don't like to say poor performers, but inconsistent performers, you want that strong kind of unit that are going to put in the hard yards and work hard. And actually, you go back to the following year, Michael Hussey on that same ground, I wasn't playing, so of course I was thinking I was desperate to play, but Michael Hussey got a lot of runs on senior friendly conditions, and it was great to see, really, because he set the tone for the rest of, for the club, really, for many years. And we'll always look back now and think, well, who was the best overseas that we had, and Michael Hussey's on everybody's lips, really.
And I guess really things have turned full circle for you now, because you're in the position now where you're having to play that experience role, and maybe remind some of these young players that you can get through these difficult days.
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly believe that there's times, there's so many ups and downs in the game, and during the season you might have three or four ups, and you get a 3-wicket haul, which I was immensely proud of in that game. But it also was a stern reminder of how hard county cricket is. But you have a lot of downs, a lot of, I suppose, negatives in a way, and that can be injuries, it can be problems away from the game, but also it can be some serious doubt about whether or not you're good enough to play the game. And I suppose my message on this podcast is basically just, you know, keep believing in yourself, keep backing yourself, and keep putting the hard work in. Because, you know, if you have bad days, it's a great learning curve. It makes you mentally stronger, and it gives you, I suppose, an opportunity to try and prove to people how good you are, and most of all, I suppose, prove to yourself.
Yeah, and as we've talked in earlier podcasts, of course, when we talked about your injury, it can get a lot worse than receiving some brutal treatment from Brad Hodge.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I do see the funny side now, because at the end of the day, I was playing and I was doing what I loved doing. Of course, at the time, I wasn't particularly loving it, but there's also times, as you said, you know, on previous podcasts, I've talked about my injuries and I wasn't able to bowl. So you've got to be very grateful of playing the game that so many people would love to be in your shoes, you know, as simple as that, really. And, you know, as I said, going back to this game, is there was times where I was thinking I don't think I can do it, and I don't want to do it, but and that's been brutally honest. But I look back now and I think, well, actually, I suppose gritted my teeth and I got through it, and that this game certainly helped me get to where I am now.
Thanks very much, Graham. Thank you. Thanks for listening to our Bunnies First 11 podcast. If you're interested in learning more about the various events for Graham's benefit year, you can visit www.grahamonionsbenefityear.co.uk. And tune in 2 weeks' time, when we'll be talking about Graham Onion's 9th test appearance, his first for 2 years after recovering from a back injury that could have ended his career. Thanks, and until then, goodbye.